Welcome to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast with Reverend Judith Ann Glass. For over 40 years, the prophetic ministry of Brother and Sister Glass have gone around the world bringing the living Word of God to multiply thousands of people. Get ready to receive a fresh message of faith and hope that will bring you into new dimensions of the love of God. You can be that overcomer God has called you to be as you behold Him, the Unveiled Christ, in all of His matchless glory. Listen now to the whole Word for the whole man to the whole world, ministered in the power and anointing of God's Holy Spirit.
You don't have any problem that a miracle from God can't solve. Greetings, radio family. This is Sister Judith, and I welcome you to the Unveil Christ to the World broadcast, heard on this station every day, Monday through Friday. And what I'd like to spend these next few minutes with you, and as long as the Lord would have us stay on this subject, and that is knowing the importance of the times in which we are living, knowing the signs of the times. And I believe, as God could be very specific in His Word regarding various of His commands, His desires, I believe He has kept the specific timing of the return of the Lord not especially clear. Oh, I know there are those that are pre-trib, mid-trib, post-trib, but as far as I'm concerned, the timing doesn't matter. There's only one thing that matters, is that we are ready, that we have our lamps trimmed, we have oil in our lamps as the wise virgins. But we also have to understand that we have a job to fulfill during the times in which we are living, during the length of time God has allotted for each of us to live our life here on this earth. And I'd like to share a few passages from the gospel. I'm going to be reading now from Luke, the 21st chapter, and I'll start reading at verse 33 of chapter 21. These are the words of Jesus. He says, "Heaven and earth shall pass away, but my words shall not pass away." So when anything is printed and read in your Bible, those are the words of Jesus. And we are to take the things that He says very seriously. We're to take them to heart, because He just made a comment that I read to you, that heaven and earth will pass away. At one point, we know there will be a new heaven and a new earth. They shall be consumed, destroyed, melted together as with a fervent heat. And there shall be a new heaven and a new earth wherein dwelleth righteousness. When God fulfills His plan of the ages, when the scenario that is described in the Word of God, the emergence of the Antichrist, the fulfillment of all the prophecies through Daniel and the words of the prophets, we will see that God will fulfill His plan. Jesus said, be wars, rumors of wars. There will never be full peace on the earth until the Prince of Peace comes with the return of Jesus. And then for 1,000 years, He'll establish His millennial reign, and men will have a chance for that utopia, to experience that utopia for which natural carnal men have sought throughout the ages, of peace and prosperity and no wars. It will be an amazing, wonderful time. But let me continue to read those verses I wanted to share with you. He said, heaven and earth shall pass away, but my words shall not pass away. Then He gives a word of warning. He said, take heed to yourselves, lest at any time your hearts be overcharged with surfeiting and drunkenness and the cares of this life, so that day come upon you unawares. In other words, just enjoying, eating and drinking and making merry and enjoying, quote, the good life without having primary concern for the Lord's spiritual desires for you personally, as well as for His church, the body of Christ. And in verse 35, He says, be careful. Don't get so caught up in your current life that you don't see the signs of the times. That's what I'm sharing, just sharing my heart, knowing the signs of the times in which we're living. Verse 35, he says, "For as a snare, it shall come on all that dwell on the face of the whole earth." As it was in the days of Noah, remember, they were eating and drinking, making merry, giving in marriage, and doing the things of the natural man. And the time that that flood came, it came upon them unawares. Verse 36, "Watch ye therefore, and pray always, that ye may be accounted worthy to escape all these things that shall come to pass, and to stand before the Son of Man." Jesus has been given the right, the privilege, the responsibility. Everyone will stand before the judgment of the Lord Jesus Christ. Now, for Christians, we will not be judged for our sins, for our sins have been washed away in the blood of the Lamb, but we will stand before Him to give an account of our lives and to receive the rewards that He has set and laid aside for us, depending on our love and our commitment and our service to Him. And there are other scriptures in the gospel, I won't take the time to read them, that address the end times. And if you'd like to note them down for future reading, it's Matthew 24, that entire chapter actually. And in the Gospel of Mark, it's chapter 13, verses 1 through 37. And we know from the very birth of the church, there's always been times of danger for the church, the body of Christ, since its birth into existence at the outpouring of the Holy Spirit on the day of Pentecost. But the dangers to the church that confront us today and in the very soon future, the time that's coming, will be more severe than at any other time. We're told in the scriptures that there will be times and seasons in which prophetic events will appear in God's time frame. We are living in the days in which the prince of this world, Satan, is working. He's in process behind the scenes at this point in time. He's been at it for a very long time to set the world system in place, which would be the platform for the coming of the Antichrist. And Satan uses chaotic times for his own purposes and, in fact, engineers them and those that are working in alliance with his plans and purposes. So God's prophecies concerning the end time are continuing to move into fulfillment in increasing regularity and in timing. And as we see events develop in Israel, in the Middle East, which point more and more to the time of the emergence of the Antichrist, and the nations of the world are in upheaval. Our nation is in upheaval. We are confronted by foes around the world and from foes within. And those opposed to the Lord and His people are working night and day to isolate America, isolate its allies, to destroy the national state and to bring in that one world system. And that Antichrist spirit is the enemy, beloved, of God's people. And of course, the system that will be set up will necessarily be the foe of God's people, the church of the Lord Jesus Christ. And I'd like to share with you a passage of scripture found in the Gospel of John, verses 1 through 10. And these again are the words of Jesus. "Verily, verily, I say unto you, he that entereth not by the door of the sheepfold, but climbeth up some other way, the same is a thief and a robber. He that entereth in by the door is the shepherd of the sheep." That's Jesus. "And to him the porter openeth, and the sheep hear his voice. He calleth his own sheep by name, and leadeth them out. And when he putteth forth his own sheep," this is precious, "he goeth before them, and the sheep follow him, for they know his voice, and a stranger will they not follow, but will flee from him, for they know not the voice of strangers." And that's true just even in the natural shepherds. It's amazing if you would study the characteristics and habits of a shepherd with his flock. And in verse 7, Jesus said, "Verily, verily, I say unto you, I am the door of the sheep. All that came before me are thieves and robbers, but the sheep did not hear them. I am the door. By me, if any man enter in, he shall be saved, and shall go in and out and find pasture. I am the good shepherd," verse 11, "the good shepherd giveth his life for his sheep. But he that is a hireling and not the shepherd, whose own sheep are not, seeth the wolf coming, leaveth the sheep and fleeth, and the wolf catcheth them and scattereth the flock." Those are the false shepherds, the false pastors. The hireling fleeth because he is a hireling, careth not for the sheep. Verse 14, "I am the good shepherd, and know my sheep, and am known of mine. As the Father knoweth me, even so I the Father, and I lay down my life for the sheep. And other sheep I have, which are not of this fold, them also must I bring, and they shall hear my voice, and there shall be one fold and one shepherd." Praise God. Hallelujah. God is such a wonderful, beautiful God. He loves us so much. He's provided everything that we need for the times in which we are living, so we don't have to be caught unawares. And of course, in the 24th chapter of Matthew, it talks about the end times, and we know the signs are being fulfilled on a regular basis. There's going to be a global economy, a world market system in which there will be a one world currencies. Some of the Middle Eastern nations, such as Saudi Arabia, have discussed the policy of and probability of a world currency to be issued for trade purposes. And there's an ever increasing evidence that the enemy is on the move, and we are drawing ever closer to the day of the Lord. Well, my time has flown in. I've just been sharing my heart. I'm not really teaching, perhaps sharing very familiar passages you're aware of, but I have a purpose in this because we need to know the signs of the times, and we need to know what God is asking of us personally and as His church in the times in which we are living. I invite you, as always, to write and share your prayer requests. If you email, please include your mailing address if you wish that I could respond personally by letter, but I always respond by confirming as well as prayer. I love you and thank you for joining me. And until tomorrow, this is Sister Glass saying, may God's best forever be yours, is my prayer.
You're listening to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast. Thank you for joining us. You're invited to write Sister Glass at P.O. Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho. 83606 is the zip code. That's Post Office Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho. 83606 is the zip code. You're also invited to visit our website, unveiledchrist.org. You can learn more about Unveiled Christ there, as well as email Sister Glass. Again, that's unveiledchrist.org. And please remember as you write that your prayers for this ministry are greatly valued, and your tax-deductible gifts of support enable us to keep this radio program on the air. Thank you for joining us today. Until next time, God bless.